We're hearing from the Premier that there's about 17,500 businesses that have taken up the or installed the QR code readers or whatever you have to do, but there's sadly still 6,000 that haven't, even though it's become mandatory.
Yeah, look, Martin, it's a disappointing number, isn't it? But look, you know, still 17,500 businesses have done the right thing, which is terrific, and we just need to get those last stragglers across the line. So it's just so important that all businesses realise that they need to, you know, go through the free process of logging their business into the Check-In TAS app system. And look, it's a really simple process, so there's really no excuse for businesses not getting on and getting it done.
Why do you think we've got 6,000 businesses that haven't done it? Would it be because they don't think they have to, that it may not apply to their particular industry?
Yeah, I think you're right, Martin. I think that many haven't either got around to it or they just really haven't thought that it does apply to them. And certainly as I walk through the streets, whether it be in the north or the south, there are still numbers of businesses that just don't have the QR code available for patrons to click onto. Really, anyone who's in business should take the time, and literally it is a five-minute jog, to hop onto the government site and to register and check in TAS site. And all you need to do literally is just fill in the details. It's a five-minute jog, and the system will then give you your QR code that you can then just print out on your own printer, stick it in the window of your business, or just keep it on your desk for when people come to visit you. And it's that simple. And why it's so important is that, you know, we've seen in Victoria how important contact tracing is when COVID gets in. And this system does it all for you. So if businesses don't have the QR code in place, and when we do get another outbreak of COVID in Tasmania, they'll be scrambling trying to get the details that the government's going to need to keep safe. So it's a really simple process that makes it easier for business when, again, the proverbial hits the fan.
Well, it became mandatory on May the 1st, and we're now into the first week of June, so it's been, 4.5, 5 weeks. I'm guessing that the government doesn't want to get to the stage of having to fine businesses for not doing it, surely?
Look, they really don't. They really don't want to have to fine people because, again, what we're trying to do here is just keep people safe. The last thing the government wants to do is to make it more difficult for businesses. So really, you know, there's just no excuse for businesses not to get on and sign up. As I said, it's a really simple process. It's completely free. And it makes it easier for the business, again, at some stage in the future, when they do need to be able to show that contact tracing. It makes it so much simpler for the businesses, so it's easier for them as well.
And it's easier for the customers too. I mean, I've used it multiple times, and it takes about 10 or 20 seconds to do it. It's so simple.
It's pretty good, isn't it? We're really lucky in Tassie because our government had just one system in place. Some other states have multiple systems that people are trying to grapple with. For us, it's just one. It's really easy to use. And again, for those people that don't have a smartphone, there still is the sign-in capacity with businesses too. So you still can register just with a normal, write down your details sort of thing. But again, the QR code is quicker, it's easier for the business, and again, it's much, much faster for government to act with that contact tracing part. Again, and we've seen how important that is in Victoria and Queensland and New South Wales when COVID has hit. And the government's been able to really quickly work through the contact tracing because of these sorts of systems. And again, work to keep the rest of the community safe. And that's what this is all about.
Well, it would be terribly naive to think that it won't happen in Tasmania. It's even the Premier says, it will at some stage, and that's why we need these systems in place.
Martin, you're right. We all feel it's a matter of time. Again, this disease is one that is mutating and morphing all the time. And all we need is, one breakdown in our systems for it to get back in. So it's going to happen sooner or later. What we need to be very conscious of, firstly, is making sure that we're doing all the right things as far as our COVID plans are concerned in business, but again, that we're all checking in and using the system. So, look, again, if I'm a patron now going to a business and they haven't got the QR code there, I make a point of asking them because, again, it's keeping me safe. The business is having these QR codes in place, and we still have 6,000 that need to catch up.
I know, and even, like I said, it's so simple for the customer. It takes 10 or 20 seconds. No one's going to, if the business is worried that people are going to go, oh, well, I'm not going to go there again, because every time I do, I have to pull out my phone and scan the code and yada, yada, yada. It's not going to be like that. It's more the opposite way around, And if you know you're going somewhere where you're going to be scanned, I know when I go to the footy, I've got to have my phone out when I go through the gate because that's what they're doing.
Martin, that's right. And again, it keeps us all safe. I think the community expect it. We want to be safe. We want to make sure that, if COVID does hit, that we're able to cope with it really quickly. So, again, it's just an expectation now. So I reckon increasingly we'll get people doing what we're doing and just, you know, checking with the businesses to make sure that they've got it. And as I said, look, walking through Hobart today, I went into a couple of different places that didn't have it, and I was able to talk to the manager there, and then I really now have got it in place. It's literally a five-minute job, and it's free, so there's really no excuse.
Yep. There. Just again, Michael, where do they go to do it?
Look, just go to the Business TAS site, so it's the state government site, and or just search for Check In TAS, that's the name of the system. You'll literally then just fill out a very quick form, and it will give you, then it'll spit out a QR code and posters and all the things that you need that you can then just print out on your own printer, stick it in the window of your business, and you're done. It's that simple.
Okay, so the business website, I think that's business.tas.gov.au, is that the one?
That's right, yep. It is, and again, Check In TAS is the system that you're looking for. Very simple to use. If you have any troubles, just give us a call at the TCCO. We can help you as well.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today, Michael. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.